As a dentist, you should never have to worry about money. Dentistry is extremely profitable if you do it right. The problem is, I keep talking to these dentists who are worried about money. If you just graduated from school with $300,000 to $500,000 to $600,000 in student loans, and then you take a job making $160,000 a year, you're going to be worried about money. So let's say you make $180,000, maybe you make $200,000 a year, okay? Right off the bat, you're going to be paying something like $60,000 to $70,000 in taxes, depending on where you live. Now you're paying another $60,000 to $70,000 in student loans. Now, where you think you're making $200,000 a year, the reality is you're really only making something like $70,000 or $80,000 after you take into account taxes and student loans. And then you have to pay for your basic life necessities, housing, transportation, food, etc. Just that alone might be $60,000 to $80,000, depending on where you live. Some parts of the country, that can be a lot more. So as crazy as it sounds, it's actually pretty common that there are dentists, usually dentists who are fairly recent out of school, but there are dentists who don't have enough money to do the kind of things they want to do. They don't have enough discretionary income to buy the things they want to buy and have the types of experiences they want to have. On top of that, dentistry is actually really hard on your back and on your hands, and it can be really taxing mentally, and you don't want to do it for your entire life. And so you want to be saving some money up for retirement. And so now you're trying to live off of $80,000 a year, pay for a mortgage, pay for a car, et cetera, and try to save for retirement. The math just doesn't work. If you are a dentist and you want to never have to worry about money, you should buy a practice. My name is Chris. I'm a dentist. I've been on both sides. I've been an associate and I've been an owner. And now I help dentists become practice owners. So the first step, if you never want to have to worry about money again, is figure out exactly how much money you actually want. Right now, if you could have basically anything you want within reason, what would you want? Actually think about it. Decide, like, what do you actually want out of life? Most things people want, there's only so much of it you can have before there's diminishing marginal utility and you no longer want more of that thing. Food is great. Everyone likes food, but you can only eat so much before you're full. The same, like, you want to buy an iPhone. Everyone obviously wants to have a smartphone, but do you need two smartphones? Do you need five? Do you need 10? Why? Like, once you have one, you have enough. And so there are a lot of things in life that you really just need enough, and then you're good in that area. Most people find out if they sit down and actually look at what they want to spend their money on, they're probably going to want, depending on what part of the country you live in, something like $200,000 to $500,000 a year. Once you start making more than $300,000 to $500,000 a year, there's not really that much more that you can buy. You can buy an extremely nice house, really in almost anywhere in the country, if you're willing to pay $100,000 a year. And obviously, most places, you're going to be able to spend a lot less than $100,000 a year. But let's just say anywhere in the country, you can find a nice place for $100,000 a year. You don't need $1 million. As a dentist, you can easily hit that $300,000 to $500,000 per year number without really even having to work that hard. You can hit that number working 3 days per week. So let's say you did the math. You decide you want something like $300,000 a year after taxes and after student loans. So before taxes and student loans, you're probably going to need to make something like $450,000 a year. Can you make $450,000 a year working as a dental associate? Yes, you can, but you're going to have to work really, really hard, and you're going to have to see a lot of patients in order to make that much, and your job is not going to be very stable. And the reason I say that is because most jobs where you are at a point where you're seeing enough patients that you're making $450,000, your boss is probably going to say, this one dentist is seeing a lot of patients. If they leave, it's going to be a big risk for us. And so generally, especially if you're working at a DSO or some sort of corporate office, they are going to see this dentist is producing $1.8 million a year. There's enough room for us to bring in a second dentist, and each dentist can do $1 million a year in production. But guess what? If you're making 30% of your production, you now are going from making that $500,000 number that you wanted to make, now you're only making $250,000, $300,000, right? Because the corporation saw that you were too big of a risk, so they brought in a second dentist, and now you have to split your treatment with that second dentist. Occasionally, I do hear of dentists who are associates and they're making $500,000 a year or whatever, but it usually doesn't last. Like they're so excited because, oh, I got this associate job. I'm working $500,000 a year. But then the corporation brings in another associate to the office and now they're making less. They're frustrated because they thought they had something and they just didn't have the control. When you're working as an associate, you don't have the control over what's happening in the office because ultimately you're an employee and you have to do what you're told. Also keep in mind that when you're working as an associate, you're keeping a much lower percentage of all the work you do. So in order to make $500,000 as an associate, you're going to have to work as hard as an owner would have to work to make $1 million per year. Literally, as an associate, you have to do twice as much work as an owner would have to do in order to make the same amount of money. When you first graduate from school, you might think that's not a big deal. You might say, oh, I love seeing patients. I love working 5.5, 6 days per week, all day long seeing patients. But as you do it a little bit longer, you're going to start to realize that, yeah, dentistry is a great job, but you don't want to do it all day long every day. You want to be able to do some other things. Dentistry can be pretty hard on your back, on your wrist, just mentally being around these patients all day long. You're probably going to want a break. But if you're an associate and you decide you want to take a break, guess what? You're not going to be making money while you're taking that break. And so if you're in a situation where you are working as a dentist who has a job, and you decide you want to take a break, well, then the money's going to stop. Oftentimes, associates, they'll get into these types of situations where they buy a big house. They have this lifestyle that they can only support by continually working at that associate job. And you can get really burnt out. You can get into a really dark place where you have to work 5 days a week every day and you can't take much time off because you need to make that money in order to pay off your loans, pay your bills, and support your lifestyle. Remember, as a dentist, you should never, ever have to worry about money ever again. If you are working a job because you're worried about money, you are doing things wrong. So once you've decided you are ready to move forward with becoming a practice owner, you're ready to take your career into your own hands, the first decision that you're going to have to make is, do you want to do a startup or do you want to do an acquisition? Do you want to start your own practice from scratch? Or do you want to buy an existing practice? When I first started looking at ownership, I had this very question. And I actually strongly considered doing a startup. I went around and I was looking at buildings. I'd talked to equipment reps and priced out exactly what was going to go into starting this practice. I really got pretty deep into the startup idea. And I thought I was going to do a startup just because that's the only thing I knew. Like I thought that's how you started a business is you had to start a business. I didn't understand that you could actually buy an existing business and that was going to be profitable. I didn't understand that when I first started. And what happened is I had some friends. Two of them were maybe a few years ahead of me. One of them did a startup and one of them bought a practice from an existing dentist. Guess what? The one who did a startup was worried about money because he had to find patients in order to fill this practice that he just spent a huge amount of money on building. The dentist who bought a practice from an existing dentist, he wasn't worried about money. Why? Because he walked into a practice that already had an established patient base. He was making $500,000 or $600,000 his first year. He didn't tell me exactly how much, but you know, you can kind of figure these things out when he talks about what his production was. And I saw the kind of purchases he was making and just the way that he was looking at life differently after he bought that practice. And he just talked differently. He acted differently. He was a different person. My friend who did a startup was just super stressed out and was always at the office. And it was like this big, difficult thing because also the one who did a startup had to continue working at an associate job for a long time. When you do a startup, oftentimes you have to continue working at your associate job, sometimes for years. And you're using the money from your associate job to pay for the startup because the startup is not yet profitable. When you buy a dental practice that's already operational and has plenty of active patients, as long as you're buying the right practice, you're not going to have to work an associate job ever again in your life. From that point forward, if you want to be an owner for the rest of your life, you're never going to have to put on a suit and go to an interview. Like from that point forward, you are the one doing the interviews. You are the boss. You don't have to work as an employee ever again. If you do a startup, there's a big risk that you are going to have to work as an employee again. And it's going to take you years before you're making enough money that you don't have to actually worry about money. Number one, so you've decided I want to be a practice owner. Number two, you've decided I want to buy a practice rather than do a startup. So then number three, what are you actually looking for in a practice to buy? When you buy a dental practice, what you are actually buying is the ability to see a group of patients and to do treatment on them. It sounds kind of strange when you look at it that way, but basically you're paying for customer acquisition. If you do a startup, you're probably going to have to spend money on marketing to bring new patients into the practice. Maybe you're doing Google AdWords, maybe you're doing Facebook or Instagram ads, maybe you're putting some sort of advertisement in a local newspaper or doing a billboard. Those types of things cost money and they take time to get new patients in the door. When you buy an existing practice, what you are doing is you are sidestepping a lot of that other traditional marketing and you are just buying a practice that already has those patients on day one. So it's as if you had some sort of Google AdWord that worked so well that you were able to get 2,000 patients in one day by putting that advertisement on the internet. Like, that's not going to actually happen using traditional advertising. But when you buy a practice, you're spending a certain amount of money in order to start out with a certain amount of patients. A lot of dentists get really confused when they're looking at practices to buy and they forget exactly what they're buying. It's easy to start focusing on the wrong things. What you are actually focusing on when you buy a practice is how many patients are going to be at that practice once you start working there. Most dentists are able to produce about $1,000 per year per patient. You can calculate this exactly if you want. If you're at an associate job, figure out what the total office production is at the office you're at. Figure out how many patients you saw last year. That's going to tell you exactly how much can you produce per patient. Now, keep in mind, you need to be looking at the total office production, especially if you're the only dentist there. This is really easy to do. If there are two dentists at the office, it becomes a little bit more difficult to calculate this. But make sure you're taking into account the total office production, because as an owner, you're going to be getting a cut of what the hygienists are doing as well. And if there is an associate there, you're likely going to be getting a cut of what the associate is doing at the office. Let's just assume that you're producing $1,000 per patient. If you can find a practice where there are 1,000 patients, you produce $1,000 per patient, that's $1 million. And let's say you keep your overhead at 60%, you're keeping 40%. If you buy a practice with 1,000 patients, you can expect to make about $400,000. Hopefully you already did the calculations and you figured out how much money you actually want to be making. All you need to do is figure out how many active patients do you need at a practice in order to make that amount of money. Now, are there other things that you need to take into account when evaluating practices? Obviously, there's a huge number of things that you want to take into account when you buy a practice. I have a free resource that I've released called the Dental Practice Evaluation Checklist. I'm going to put that down in the description. It'll be pinned as the first comment. If you're interested in seeing some additional things you should look at when you're buying a practice, check that out. It's completely free. I've put basically everything I know about buying dental practices into this one document. I definitely recommend you check it out. But overall, if you're a dentist and you don't want to have to worry about money ever again, then you want to be a practice owner. It's really that simple. Don't make it more complicated than it needs to be. There's a reason that 70% of dentists are practice owners. It's because they've figured out something that maybe you haven't, that being a practice owner is actually really profitable and so much better than being an associate. In fact, if you look at the number of dentists who are in their 40s, 50s, and 60s, that number is actually significantly higher than 70%. It can be as high as 90% of dentists within certain age brackets own their own practice. As dentists get older, they start to realize, hey, I don't want to work as an associate where I'm making half as much. I want to own my own practice and I want to keep my entire production. Almost every dentist eventually realizes that it doesn't make sense to work as an employee. The sooner you figure that out, the sooner that you can get to a point where you no longer have to worry about making money. Be in charge of your career. Work less, make more money, and never have to worry about money ever again.